Now that you have created your first local repository and made your first commit, it is time to learn how to consult the history of those commits. This is one of the most fundamental skills in Git, being able to look back at what was done, when, by whom, and why. The command that allows you to do this is called git log. Understanding why commit history matters is the first step. Every time you or a colleague makes a commit, Git records a snapshot of the project at that exact moment. Over time, these snapshots form a timeline of all the changes made to the project. This timeline is extremely valuable. It allows you to understand the evolution of a project, find out when a bug was introduced, revert to a previous version if something goes wrong, and collaborate more effectively with other developers. In a professional environment, reading and understanding the commit history is a daily task. The basic command, git log. To view the commit history of your current repository, you simply open your terminal, navigate to your project folder, and type the following command, git log. When you run this command, Git displays a list of all the commits that have been made in the repository, starting from the most recent and going back to the oldest. For each commit, Git shows several pieces of information. The commit hash, a long string of letters and numbers that uniquely identifies each commit. For example, commit A3F5D2E1B4C9F7A08D3E5B1C2D4F6A7E8B9C0D1E. This identifier is generated automatically by Git and is always unique. The author, the name and email address of the person who made the commit. This is the information you set up when you configured gitconfiguser.name and gitconfiguser.email. The date, the exact date and time when the commit was made. The commit message, the description that the developer wrote when creating the commit, explaining what changes were made. Here is a concrete example of what you might see when running git log. Commit A3F5D2E1B4C9F7A08D3E5B1C2D4F6A7E8B9C0D1E. Author, marie.dupont@email.com. Date, Monday, October 14, 1023 and 45 seconds 2024 plus 0200. Add navigation bar to the homepage. Commit B7C2A1D3E5F4G6H7I8J9K0L1M2N304P5Q6R7S8T9. Author, marie.dupont@email.com. Date, Sunday, October 13, 1547 and 30 seconds 2024 plus 0200. Initial commit, create project structure. In this example, the most recent commit at the top added a navigation bar, and the oldest commit at the bottom was the initial setup of the project. You can see clearly who did what and when. The commit hash and why it matters. The commit hash, also called commit identifier or commit SHA, is a 40-character string generated by Git using a cryptographic algorithm called SHA-1. In practice, you do not need to remember the full 40 characters. Git allows you to use only the first 7 characters of the hash to reference a specific commit in most commands. For example, the hash A3F5D2E1B4C9F7A08D3E5B1C2D4F6A7E8B9C0D1E can be shortened to A3F5D2E, and Git will understand which commit you are referring to. This hash is important because it is the way Git identifies each commit uniquely across the entire history of the project. You will use this hash later when you want to compare versions, go back to a previous state, or understand what changed between two specific points in time. Useful options for git log. The default output of git log can be quite verbose, especially on large projects with hundreds or thousands of commits. Git provides several options to customize what you see and how it is displayed. Here are the most important ones you should know at this stage. The one-line option. The one-line option displays each commit on a single line, showing only the shortened hash and the commit message. This gives you a much more compact and readable overview of the history. The command looks like this. Git log one line. And the output would look like this. A3F5D2E add navigation bar to the homepage. B7C2A1D initial commit. Create project structure. This is the most commonly used option in day-to-day work because it lets you quickly scan the history without being overwhelmed by details. The N option, limit the number of commits displayed. If your project has a long history and you only want to see the last few commits, you can use the N option followed by a number. For example, to see only the last 3 commits. Git log N3. Or combined with one line. Git log one line N3. This is very practical when working on a project that has been going on for months or years and has thousands of commits. The author option. In a team project, multiple people make commits. If you want to filter the history and see only the commits made by a specific person, you can use the author option. For example, git log author equals Marie DuPont. This will show only the commits where the author name matches Marie DuPont. This is useful when you want to understand the contributions of a specific team member. The since and until options. You can also filter commits by date. The since option shows commits made after a certain date, and until shows commits made before a certain date. For example, git log since equals October 1, 2024 until equals October 14, 2024. This command shows all commits made between October 1 and October 14, 2024. Date formats can vary, but the YEMMDD format is the most reliable and widely understood. The P option, show the actual changes. If you want to see not just the commit information but also the actual changes that were made in each commit, which lines of code were added or removed, you can use the P option. Git log P. This displays each commit followed by a detailed view of the differences introduced by that commit. Lines starting with a plus sign were added, and lines starting with a sign were removed. This is very useful when investigating when and where a specific change was introduced. The stat option. A lighter alternative to P is the stat option, which shows for each commit a summary of which files were changed and how many lines were added or removed, without showing the full content of the changes. Git log stat. This gives you a good overview of the impact of each commit without displaying every single line of code. Combining options. One of the strengths of git log is that most of its options can be combined. For example, if you want a compact view of the last 5 commits made by a specific author, you could write git log one line n5 author equals Marie DuPont. Experimenting with combinations is a natural part of becoming comfortable with the command. Reading the history in context, what makes a good commit message? When you consult the commit history, the quality of what you see depends heavily on the quality of the commit messages that were written. A vague commit message like fix stuff or update is nearly useless when you are trying to understand what happened in the project. A clear commit message like fix broken link in the contact page footer or add user authentication with email and password gives you immediate and actionable information. As a developer, you will both write and read commit messages throughout your career. Getting into the habit of writing clear, descriptive, and concise commit messages from the very beginning is a professional best practice that will make your work easier and your collaboration with others more effective. A good commit message typically follows this structure. It starts with a short summary, ideally under 72 characters, written in the imperative mood, such as add, fix, update, remove. For example, add login form validation or fix layout bug on mobile screens. Why git log is a professional tool? In a real professional environment, git log is used constantly. When a bug appears in production, developers use the commit history to find out which commit introduced the problem. When a new team member joins a project, they use the history to understand how the project evolved. When preparing a release, the team reviews the history to write release notes. When there is a disagreement about a technical decision, the commit messages can provide context about why a choice was made. Even as a beginner, getting comfortable with git log early in your learning journey will save you a great deal of time and confusion as your projects grow in complexity. It transforms Git from a simple save button into a powerful investigation and collaboration tool. Summary of key points. Git log displays the full commit history of a repository, from the most recent to the oldest. Each commit entry shows a unique hash, the author, the date, and the commit message. The one-line option gives a compact, one-line per commit view. The N option limits the number of commits displayed. The author option filters commits by a specific person's name. The since and until options filter commits by date range. The P option shows the detailed line-by-line changes for each commit. The stat option shows a summary of which files changed and how many lines were affected. Options can be combined to create precise and useful queries. Writing clear commit messages is essential for making the history useful and readable.